Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Welcome to our show and episode, woohoo, 469. That's a lot of chatting going on, just saying. We're sharing the truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her fit family. That's right. What? Yeah, I know. I just said that. Her fit family. Yeah, I know. You thought it was a Mission Impossible. Yeah. Well, we've got a solution for you. And this is such a special show. So I know it's going to touch every one of you as you think about your own families. Before we begin, just know that this episode is sponsored by Solaray Vitamins. They've been around for over 50 years, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y, vitamins, minerals, and herbs that are rooted in nature, and they've got a special gift for women. The new award-winning Her Life Stage products, providing support for the menstrual years, including PMS, ouch, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. It's an integrative holistic approach to having a woman's back throughout her entire life journey. To learn more about Her Life Stages, run on over to your local health food store or check it out at solaray.com. And when you do, use promo HER20 for 20% off. You'll be glad you did. All right. Now, here's your first reminder to click on iTunes to rate and review today's show, because we just sit around, our entire team, waiting to hear from you. We love your feedback, so bring it on. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about Her.
As many of you know, I'm on the board of the American College of Sports Medicine and have been a lifelong athlete. I'm a triathlete and other crazy things. Recently, I was asked to become part of a new task force that was deemed necessary by the current president, Dr. Irene. She is looking specifically at youth fitness. And one of the things we're doing together as academicians, researchers, and elsewise is really looking at how in heaven's name we can address this really serious problem of kids, especially post-pandemic, who are slower than ever and are weaker than ever. This is really kind of scary stuff if you're a parent, because you don't want any of that happening. So I started trolling around, looking around to see, you know, what some really good resources are out there. And yes, there's some stuff out there, government stuff and the rest of it. And then I stumbled upon two people, husband-wife team. It's Amy and Jeff Staley. And they are on X, or what used to be called Twitter. And they also have a full-on program they're going to tell you about. I looked at their videos on their feed. I almost fell off my chair. I said, these kids are having fun. The parents are having fun. What's up with that? Wait a minute. And they all look kind of healthy and fit. And so we want to understand what's going on. So here's a little history about Amy and Jeff Staley. After more than 20 years combined working with patients, and that means that Jeff especially, is a chiropractor, a doctor of chiropractic medicine, and 12 years of marriage, woohoo, you made it through, and two amazing kids. They started this online account, Raising Healthy Families. Kudos to you for doing that, man. That's just awesome. It started as a way of simply spreading the message of raising healthy kids, but quickly gained traction as a trusted resource for parents wanting to get their families healthy And now they offer all kinds of coaching for parents, online courses, and their goal is to empower parents to become the best versions of themselves through healthy lifestyle habits, and then pass these like a beautiful, priceless gift, these wonderful habits onto their kids, raising kids to be healthy, happy, and thriving is how we make the world a better place. Amy, Jeff, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh. All right. So, Amy, tell me what your background is, because you've got all kinds of great alphabet soup after your name. So I want to understand what that means.
Sure. My background is primarily in kids' mental health, really. Just sort of, I'm by definition a child life specialist, but it's really just helping kids navigate stressful life situations and working with their parents to give them the tools to be able to do these things.
Okay, fantastic. And Jeff, you've been practicing for how long?
I've been licensed for about 14 years, but I've been working in the industry for close to 20 years now and really found a niche with youth athletics. Really passionate about movement, nutrition, those sorts of things. I think where me and Amy just started, the more we talk about our individual patients, I would find that, you know, they're someone that might be struggling health-wise, physical health-wise, they were having mental health issues as well. So I would pick Amy's brain and then vice versa. She would have a patient who is, you know, maybe struggling mentally. And we found that nutrition was a component of that or something along those lines, lack of exercise. So as we started to collaborate more and more on our patients, we just found that all these factors were intertwined, leading to the decline in health today for our youth. So we put our heads together and came up with this Raising Healthy Families, and it's been well received so far for sure.
I think it's brilliant. You both look ridiculously fit. So how do you stay fit? And are you into sports? What are your athletics? Amy, how about you?
Yeah, you know, it's really just living an active lifestyle. You know, these are the things that we want to teach our kids as well. So we have limits on our screens, which is tricky when we have an online business, but there's things like limits on our screens. We make sure we get outside. We move often. This past year, we made the choice to sell it all and move into a trailer and travel around with our family. So the traditional go to a gym twice, three times a week and lift weights isn't really an option for us anymore. So we've got creative with sandbags and bands and different things like that, just to keep ourselves moving in that sort of resistance training, living the trailer life. But really, I think it's just the mindset of living an active life. And, you know, we're constantly seeking adventure and outside play with our kids. So that also keeps us moving.
That's amazing. Well, first of all, I just want to get to Jeff. So Jeff, what are your athletics?
We grew up, both of us, into sports. We're from Canada, so it was hockey, ringette, those sorts of things. And then we sort of fell into the trap of, you know, you graduate school and you're building your practice and your business and you had kids. And we told ourselves the excuses, I don't have time sort of thing. So we went on a little bit of that roller coaster. And one day we just looked at each other, looked at ourselves in the mirror and said that this isn't for us. We didn't want to raise our kids in an unhealthy environment. So we knew that if we wanted our kids to grow up healthy, we had to lead the way. So it's, you know, a little bit less structured sport now and a little bit more just moving our body every day. It's something we value. So it's prioritized and it's on the schedule every day. We get outside, we move, we might be more of a structured workout with bands. It might be chasing the kids around the park. It might be going for a long hike, but it's just moving the body every day.
And do you homeschool the children?
Yeah, we're in our second year of homeschool.
Wow. Fantastic. And which state are you in now as you're doing this extraordinary journey?
We're currently in Oregon. We're making our way back up to Canada right now. So
whereabouts in Canada are you from?
Alberta. So more on the west side.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I've been to so many parts of Canada and it's just such a magnificent country. Just amazing. The Banff Forest where I went hiking, like Lake Louise and all the rest of it. Oh my gosh. Remind me never to go off trail again. Yeah, it was just a little bit of a burden. So you've got this beautiful lifestyle. How old are your children?
Our kids are 8 and 9.
8 and 9. And you went through a huge change you know, when you went from, you know, bricks and mortar, living in one place and all the rest of it, and then taking them on this journey, which I think is just extraordinary. I love it when younger people just sort of say, to heck with what has been sort of a standard operating procedure, and you just sort of go off on your own. How old are each of you?
I turned 40 this year on the road.
almost 43.
Wow. So you're millennials, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that millennials just sort of, you know, bucking the system on the overall and just taking off. That's fantastic. Okay. Well, again, kudos to you for your adventuresome lifestyle and taking on this whole issue of youth fitness. Now, I hear all the time from parents who just absolutely are lost. How in heaven's name can you really keep kids fit? My general feeling, just sort of throwing it out there, is you can't be a good teacher unless you yourself are a role model. And I think that's sort of the rub. If it's an adult, like, you know, some 40-year-old shows up at your front door and they say, you know, I'm a mess, and you could just take them on. You could say, hey, come on over here. Let me show you the way. But when you have a child, you've got to do a whole family thing, which is why most people break into a small sweat and go, oh, no, now it's the whole crowd. So tell me, and just give us a taste testing of what it looks like when parents reach out to you. They have two kids, just like you do, and they're just feeling lost, they themselves, and then they're noticing their kids have their heads in their devices 24/7, and they're not getting any physical activity, and they're looking and feeling like it. Go for it. Tell us what you do.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. The vast majority of the time, it does start with the parents, right? More is caught than taught. So when kids see their parents eating the unhealthy food, sitting on a screen for hours a day, not being physically active, these are the habits that the kids mimic, because that's all they know. So it starts at the top of the family with the parents. So when we want kids to change their habits and become a little bit more active, that starts with the parents. And when kids start to see that the parents are changing their habits, that they're living this more active lifestyle, they will start to adopt that. We never want to force anything on kids. You don't want to force fitness on them. But if it becomes normalized for them, if it becomes part of their environment, they see mom and dad being active, they see mom and dad, whether it's working out at the gym, whether it's playing with them in the playground, whether it's going for runs, and they will start to want to join in. They'll get curious. Wait, what are you doing that for? Why are you doing that? And then they'll just want to join in. And that creates some momentum where we can start to, hey, let's reduce device time a little bit. Hey, let's start to eat a little bit healthier, and so on and so forth. So we often joke that fitness can be the gateway drug to a healthier lifestyle. It's an easy lever to pull to get outside and go moving with the family. And then it leads to other healthier habits as well.
Do you find yourself, Amy, many times counseling a parent a lot? Because let's just say they're your classic parent who is overweight, fairly sedentary, stressed out of their minds, and they're really worried about their kids. At the same time, they seem to be almost dissociated from themselves. This isn't something where you give them an aspirin and everything's just fine. This is something that requires everybody to do something. And working with adults for so many years, it's a big hurdle for a lot of people mentally to wrap their head around that. And, you know, you're always terrified they're going to throw in the towel on the kid because they can't deal with themselves. So how do you deal with that as a mental health expert?
For sure. A lot of what we deal with our parents in the beginning is that sort of mindset battle. You know, we really encourage them to think about the reasons why. Some of these parents, it might be a moment they realize, you know, they went to stand up off a park bench and chase their kid because they were going to topple off the second row and they couldn't get there in time because they couldn't get off the bench. Or perhaps it was another moment that just sort of stuck with them. Well, these are your reasons why. This is why you want to get healthy for your family, to be that example, to start normalizing these habits so your kids don't grow up with the same sort of fate. So we get our parents working through some exercises of sort of writing a letter to themselves. You don't have to show people, just really like pour your emotions on the paper. Like, how does it feel right now in this moment to be in this state of unhealthy? And where do you want to see yourself in a few years? What's the goal for you? Is it just losing weight? Is it feeling strong? Is it being able to chase your kids around the playground and not have to say like, oh, my knees hurt, or dad's back hurts, or you just realize you can't keep up with your kids? So we just really get parents to focus on that sort of stuff. And then also dive into that self-care. What do you do for yourself that makes you feel good? We can all do something every day. So let's take that time, let's honor it, and let's, you know, pour into ourselves. Because the more we pour into ourselves as parents, the more we have to give to our kids. Rather than just give, 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 we have to take care of ourselves as well. So it's just sort of helping them work through those two major things, especially in the beginning, before they take on any major sort of like fitness journey.
The grand majority of people in the United States have been overweight for decades. So, you know, we've had an overweight nation. If the trend in weight gain continues in adults, by the year 2030, which the last time I looked is right around the corner, the majority of adults will be obese. And that means at least 50 pounds over some kind of normative number, right? Obesity is a whole different ballgame, because that's a, you know, you and I may sweat 5 pounds, but what if you have 50? It's a very different kind of world. And then the number of ultra obese, super obese, people with BMIs of 40 and over has quadrupled. And it continues on the same trend. So what I'm thinking about is the fact that so many parents are already obese and will become obese over time. That puts people in a different place in their head, doesn't it? Yeah, I notice you nodding, Amy. Do you kind of see where I'm going? It almost feels like I've tried everything. I want something to happen overnight. It's not going to happen. So what's the point anyway? You know, down that rabbit hole. How do you deal with that, Amy?
It's a bit of a handheld process. You know, we help parents sort of open their eyes to some of these industries that you have been convinced to think have your best interest in mind. Say, for example, the food industry, so many people just assume because it's on the shelf means it's okay to consume. When in reality, these things are full of toxic, harmful ingredients that are quite the opposite. They are not healthy to consume. And so it's just, you know, helping these parents sort of rewire some of their thinking about what they might have once perceived as normal or okay to do, and just realizing that some of these things that you have come to depend on are really just after your dollars and could care less about your health. And it's really an ownership thing. Like, if you want to be healthy and want to see your family healthy, you're the only person who can make that change. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to do it for you. It's something that takes your effort and your consistency. And so it's just holding these hands of these parents, and we get to provide that accountability. And some of the best moments for us are when we are able to relate to our parents, because we've been there. We've worked with families and kids for years, but when we took on our own family, we went down the same slope, and we were ordering Skip the Dishes every other night because we were looking at each other like, oh, who has time to cook? Like, let's just order this, and treating ourselves with high sugar, high seed oil treats because, you know, we felt sorry for ourselves or we weren't getting enough sleep. So we would eat a donut to like try to make ourselves feel better. So we have actually walked the walk that a lot of these parents are currently at. So we truly understand those struggles, those down moments, and how to help yourself climb out of it. And you know, again, it goes back to that mindset and opening their eyes to the world around them, that just, you know, the things that are in front of you aren't always the best for you. And it's taking that ownership and that accountability to really go after the change.
What kind of parents contact you? What do they say when they reach out? Is it just like one huge word, H-E-L-P? What kind of people from all kinds of backgrounds are they? Tell me a little bit about your typical client.
I think a lot of them have hit that rock bottom moment. They had their aha moment. Maybe their kid came home and, you know, was getting teased for their weight issue at school, or they couldn't keep up with their kids. You know, maybe they got a health scare, those sorts of things. A lot of parents reach out concerned because, let's say, their child's had trouble focusing in school and the doctor goes straight to medication. It's these sort of eye-opening moments for a lot of parents that cause them to seek help or cause them to look for something. And then on the flip side, when we start talking about, this isn't a quick fix, you know, your lifestyle habits have led down this path, your lifestyle habits as parents might need to change to get off this path. That's a good filter for us because we don't promote a quick fix. That's part of why I got out of practice, is I just wasn't wanting to work with people who just wanted the quick fix. It's much more impactful when someone wants to change because they can actually create meaningful change and we can be a part of that. So finding those parents, sometimes it takes that rock bottom moment or that aha moment to actually really motivate someone to change.
So really one of the biggest challenges of all is getting that parent to make the connection between themselves and their child. That the child isn't there, you know, to be fixed. Like the child isn't a car you drive in and get a lube job and then we're out of there. This is something that is very long term and it will require changes on the part of the entire family. Do you find the parents are surprised by that, or is there pushback? Sort of like, well, isn't there something we can do with the child? You see where I'm going?
Yeah, I think right away we'll filter out if someone is just not wanting to hear it, kind of keep their head buried in the sand, and that's fine there. But, you know, when someone, you can tell they know that they're part of the problem, part of our initial discovery with them is just kind of digging deep. And when you present them with facts, I mean, I think if both parents are overweight, the child has an 85% chance of being overweight or obese themselves. And when you start presenting parents with this facts, they can see how their personal choices are impacting their child. And no parent wants to do any harm to their kids, but they don't realize that often their actions might be part of what's creating that harm. So often, again, making them aware of this and presenting them with the facts can really get someone to understand and realize and take accountability for the current situation and the change that needs to happen to get back on track.
Oh, it's all my genes. Everyone in my family is obese, so we're all going to be obese. Do you ever hear anything like that?
Oh, yeah, no. And I think, you know, in part, society has created this mindset, right? Because we promote the quick fix through the pills and whatnot. So people will fall back on the genetics. And again, you're pointing out, well, everyone in the family is eating the same food. Everyone in the family is, you know, has the same habits when it comes to physical activity or screen time or sleep or these sorts of things as well, right? So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've used the excuses in our personal lives. And when you hear the, you know, it's genetics, it's, I don't have time, or I'm different than everyone. It's not going to work for me, right? You just try and keep the lines of communication open and provide them with the data, provide them with the statistics, support them. A lot of times even just, let's try this change for 30 days. You can do anything for 30 days, right? Can we make a point of going for a walk every day for 30 days? Can we make a point of no eating past a certain time for 30 days? And if you can get someone to get a little bit of momentum, just get a little bit of a win with these healthy lifestyle habits, that can often be the catalyst to see, okay, no, I do feel a little bit better. I am noticing a difference in my child. And then, you know, it's easier to take the next step and the next step and the next step.
Is bullying a big deal with kids, you know, when they have a weight issue? You both say, yeah. Amy, what do you think?
Yeah, for sure it is. And I think that's a lot of aha moments for parents. You know, there's a lot of disconnect when kids go to a public school and mom and dad go to work. There's not a lot of time in the day for parents and kids to come together. So a lot of times parents, I don't think, are understanding what's happening to their kids at school. So when their kids come home and all of a sudden the parents feel like out of nowhere, their kids are like, oh, I'm being abused for my weight. Parents are kind of like a deer in headlights, like, oh, whoa, okay, we need to think about this. And that's often when parents have their sort of look in the mirror and realize like, okay, I'm overweight, you're overweight, this is a family issue, how do we address this? And then they start to take some proactive steps. But yeah, that's a huge one. It's a huge heartstring pull for the parents too.
Yeah, and I think it's becoming more and more prevalent from what I can see. So when someone contacts you, do they contact you through your website? Take us through all the steps and what you actually offer on your website, and tell everyone right now what your website is.
Our website is healthyfamiliesthrive.com. On there, they will be able to see just some more information about us and our programs. And their first step, their first initial point of contact would be to fill out our form that's in there, just sort of expressing to us what their concerns are with their family. And then also telling us from the get-go there that they are indeed ready to make a commitment to making change in themselves and their family. And then we set up a discovery call with them to talk more about this stuff, like we were mentioning before, that why, just really sort of hammering that home. Why is this change important to you? Why now? You know, sort of searching for that aha moment. And then our programs are all custom to the family. So after that, send them a bit of a questionnaire. It can be a little lengthy, but just getting some more details about family habits, the parents' habits, those sorts of things. And then we slot them into our program. And so Jeff can take it from this point about how our program is tailored for each member.
Well, before you do that, Jeff, it just occurs to me that just by virtue of filling out the questionnaire, it's an eye-opener. You know, because when was the last time someone said, write down your habits? Like, never. So suddenly you're saying, huh, so I spend 7 hours a day in front of a television. I never get up and take a walk and back and forth. And I think it's extremely important. And I know you guys probably do this beautifully from what I can see on your feed, that this isn't a shame, blame, guilt game. You know, you're not wagging your fingers at some parents saying, you know, you did this, you know, and this is your fault. Instead, basically having a wake-up call that this is, as you just said, an aha moment, like, oh, I never made the connection. Who knew? And now I'm willing to deal with this, whatever it may be. But I think that, you know, it's interesting. When we see a new doctor, we fill out a ridiculously long form. Like every damn thing that ever happened to you and you can't even remember half of it. And there it is. But we don't complain, mostly. You know, we fill it out because, I mean, if the doctor doesn't have all the information, you'll get suboptimal care because it won't be you. It'll be lots of gaps in there. So, you know, it just hits me that the questionnaire, when you said, well, it is kind of long, I'm thinking to myself, that's a very smart thing that it's kind of long because, you know, sit and ponder what you just wrote. And then it also makes me wonder how honest they're being. It's like, how much time do you spend in front of the TV and how much junk food sitting around the kitchen? And I think that, you know, it's sort of like, you know, maybe I ought to open my eyes. And that's why when I work with people, I always say it's a judgment-free zone. So just come on down with every single freckle and flaw that you've got, and let's just figure it out. So very interesting. So Jeff, then what happens? Once they fill out the form and they get it all into you and it seems like it's a good fit, you and them, then what happens?
Yeah, just to piggyback off what you said too, parenting is a very judgmental topic, right? And people will get their hackles up and get defensive, and you're not going to make any breakthroughs that way. So we definitely take more of a supportive approach. I think people, they like that we've been there ourselves. They like that we've worked with parents. We've kind of seen what works and what doesn't. And usually in the discovery call, you can tell if someone's ready or not. And when they sign up, we also want to know what motivates them. Some people are goal-driven. Some people need that kick in the butt. Some people, not so much, right? They need their hand held a little bit more. So that is part of what's in our questionnaire too, is figuring out how can we best work with you as an individual. But yeah, the judgmental thing never works with parents. So we're very much taking the supportive approach. But going back to the programs, a lot of people reach out to us, sort of our, you know, I guess you term it our flagship program. We call it Raising Super Kids. And if you think of the current environment, you know, it's set up for kids to not be healthy, right? Screens are prevalent. All the food marketed to kids, you know, just shouldn't be fed to people at all. Schools are cutting back on physical education and giving kids more screen time. The mental health component of being exposed to the harms of the internet at too early of an age, the bullying that we talked about, all these sorts of things. So it's become an environment that's become very unhealthy for kids. So we offer a program called Raising Super Kids, and it covers all those bases. How can we support healthy sleep? What does it look like to feed a kid a healthier diet, primarily whole foods? How can we get kids exercising more, being more active, all the way down to, you know, proper footwear that kids should be wearing to support good biomechanical health, the structure of their joints, their hips, their back, all that stuff, even down to how kids breathe. You know, a lot of kids have become chronic mouth breathers, and that has a harmful effect on their health. So we've identified all these things that we commonly see from our years in practice, and we compiled it into a very actionable course that parents can go through. And it really helps sort of identify these little things that you otherwise wouldn't have any awareness about. And some parents will go through that and actually feel more comfortable being coached. So they'll reach out and actually want, you know, more touch points through us and us to take them through that course, which we do again if the fit's right. And the thing that a lot of parents find too is they start, well, here's how you should be feeding a kid for optimal health. Well, I don't eat that way. Or a kid should be more active. Well, I'm not active. And then parents will reach out to us and want to embark on their own fitness journey. So we have a fitness component as well that we take parents through should they choose to go that route.
Perfect. Do you have other programs?
A lot of times parents, as they start embarking on that journey to get kids healthier, they'll see that those unhealthy habits are coming from them. So we also have we call it a Fitness Plus program for parents, where it's a little bit more geared towards the parents' habits, right? It helps them with fitness, with nutrition. Self-care is a big component. Things like structuring your routines, family routines a little bit better to take the stress off you as a parent, all the way into how can we improve the quality of family time. A lot of parents will reach out saying, you know, I don't feel connected to my kids. They come home from school, they give me one word answers, you know, good, yes, no, those sorts of things. They don't feel that connection there. So how that program structured is we get the parents doing better, feeling better, getting healthier themselves, and then they have more of themselves to pour into their kids. And once they're starting to kind of feel the benefits of those healthier habits, then we start to focus on, you know, more family health, parenting style, that sort of thing with them.
How old are the kids that you deal with typically? Is there an age range?
Quite a wide age range, but I would say, you know, that sweet spot seems to be, you know, by the time the kids are maybe 3 or 4 all the way up to 12 is when parents start reaching out. You know, for the first few years, parents will tell themselves, oh, I'm still carrying my baby weight, or there's a few of those excuses. But after a couple of years, parents are waking up to, you know, this is no longer a phase. This is our reality. I have to do something about this.
I think that maybe you're also hearing that he'll drop that weight, you know, as soon as he hits his adolescent years. I think you hear less about that with girls, but more with boys. And I think maybe there are probably a laundry list of myths that go on, like, it'll all even out in the end. They'll be fine. Let's not stress them and make them crazy and, you know, all the rest of this. How do you push back against that?
I think it's, you know, one of the things I always have to roll my eyes at when I hear parents say, they'll be like, oh, one day they'll learn to eat healthy, or one day they're going to figure out that they shouldn't be stopping at McDonald's on their way home from work. And I'm always just like, well, who's teaching them this? Like, it's not one day they're going to wake up. Like, it's your responsibility as their parent to teach your 14-year-old these healthy habits. And again, I think it's just that parents need to open up their eyes to these things. No, like, the schools aren't teaching your kids about healthy eating habits. Your schools aren't teaching your kids, you know, about that healthy movement. So it's our job as parents to do that for them.
Sadly, the grand majority of parents are a terrible teacher. Through probably no fault of their own in that regard, because I mean, it's not like they all have fitness certifications or something or nutrition certifications. I think over the course of generations, we've just lost this knowledge base. And so much of it is just so straightforward and basic. Whole foods, cook the damn thing. Cook is like a four-letter word now. You know, it's like, and you guys keep using the word food. I have in all my books, I always make fun of the stuff that's sold out there. I call it science fair projects, because when you read the side labels, they have like 21 ingredients, none of which we could even begin to identify as natural. So Lord knows what's in there. So much of it's basic. What I see is that you have a heck of a challenge. And that challenge is, again, working with the eye-opening experience of a parent, and then that parent taking themselves on, which is in and of itself a major project. So I'm so glad you have this parents program. And then you've got the parent then mentoring the child. And especially, here's another one, they got into rotten habits over time. How long does it take to turn that around? Because a kid will then balk at a parent when suddenly the parent is, you know, like, let's get up and take a walk and, you know, let's not buy that bag of nasty stuff or whatever. And then the kid cries and yells and screams because they want their stuff. So there must be a kind of a tortuous transition. What do you think?
We often educate parents. I mean, this is a marathon, you know, this unhealthy state didn't happen overnight and we're not going to fix it overnight. It's a baby step process. Our coaching programs are quite lengthy. We were not trying to sell someone on a, you know, a 1 month program. We have parents we work with for 6-12 months even, because it can take that long to slowly undo the bad and slowly implement the good. But if you just start to take your role as a parent more seriously and spend the time with your kids, if you are making a point of getting in the kitchen to actually start to cook some real foods instead of calling delivery, bring your child in there, show them how to do the basics in the kitchen. The kids are more likely to eat healthy when they play a role in actually sourcing the food at the grocery store, preparing the food in the kitchen. You see parents at the grocery store and they just toss their kid the phone. No, like get them to, would you like chicken tonight or beef? Would you like this veggie or that veggie? When they have a say in it, they're going to be much more likely to participate. Then, you know, we're all going for a walk. You know, why don't you bring your bike? Why don't you bring your scooter? Come for a walk. We always joke. It quickly goes from, I don't want to go for a walk, to like an hour later, I don't want to go back home. I'm having fun, right? So nature just has an amazing effect on kids. So if we just start to slowly introduce these habits to ourselves and then just be around the kids, expose them to these habits, they will start to take them on as well. They're instinctively wanting these whole foods. They're instinctively wanting to be outside. Their bodies are meant to run around and jump and play. So we just got to put them in an environment that allows them to do so.
How do they stay accountable to you?
We have a chat that gives them direct access to us. Sometimes it can be tricky due to time zones. We have some families on the other side of the world, so when we're awake, they're sleeping. But we always let our clients know that we'll get back to them within a few hours of them sending a message. So we have a chat, and it's just us. It's not all the clients in the group. It's just us and that particular family, and they can fire the questions away at us. And we are there with them every step of the way.
And how often do you check in with the family? What does that look like?
That's an individualized process. You know, some families in the beginning might need a little bit more of that sort of daily check-in, that daily encouragement, especially when they take that first trip to the grocery store and they have said no to 50% of the things that they would normally get. And their kids are like, what are you doing to me? You're the worst parent ever. They might need us a little bit extra there. But then once they start building these habits and gaining that confidence and just sort of seeing those little wins of these habits paying off, then it's sort of like raising kids. Then they can kind of go off and be on their own. But we're always there. And, you know, we even have clients who finish with us. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, something pops up and they shoot us an email and we get back to them with sort of a helpful little tip to maybe troubleshoot that particular thing. But we're not a when you're done with us, you're done, never talk to us again kind of thing. You know, we want to see people change their lives for the good. You know, like we mentioned in the beginning, this is needed so much. Like if you're just following the trends of society, you're going down a dark hole, and the farther you go down, the harder it is to climb out. And we're here to just help those people climb out. Like taking control of your health just opens up so many doors for you and your family and your general overall happiness. It's just amazing when you pour into those things, how it sort of transforms so many other things in your life. And we want to be able to help other parents experience those same things.
So each of you, if you could just tell me briefly, what has been a surprise that you've discovered by initiating this wonderful work that you do? And then tell me, what's your reward for doing this? So surprise and reward. Jeff?
I'd say a surprise. I mean, I came from, you know, an educational background that was very disease specific. We had to label what was wrong. It was a very reactionary system, right? When someone would come in, we'd have these long processes to identify something wrong. We had to figure out what was wrong with the patient. And going through this process of, you know, I'm not necessarily concerned with figuring out what's wrong. If we can just give the children what they need, sunshine, healthy foods, get their bodies moving, proper sleep, all these things kind of go away. All these diseases or things that were wrong with the child just go away. Their bodies are an amazing thing. Their immune system's an amazing thing. And if you just give it the tools it needs to develop properly, they thrive. And it is a very rewarding thing when a parent says, you know, my child was overweight or had trouble focusing or always had digestive issues or, you know, crazy mood swings. And the only answers they ever got were medication. When you can help them just clean up the environment and give the kids healthy inputs and seeing their children thrive, that's the amazing part, because you know that that was life-changing for them. You know that that child is on a different path, and where they go on that path, who knows, but you played a small role in helping them get on that path is a pretty special thing.
That's awesome. Amy, surprise and reward.
Yeah, I think for me, the surprise is really that your actions truly dictate your prosperity. The things that you get in life are truly given to you because of what you do and what you don't do. I think so many people tend to play a victim role for a little bit of their life and sort of, you know, they're just sitting back on cruise control, just doing what they think they're supposed to do. And until they sort of have those moments realizing that their actions are a direct result of the things that are given to them or not given to them. And so I think that's been a big one for me, is just helping parents realize that you can choose your future by the actions that you do and don't do today. What Jeff said there too, I think the biggest thing is just knowing that we're sort of helping families with that generational change. Like, it's never too late to start on this journey. If your kids are 17 and 18 and, you know, you're looking at the four of you and you're all overweight, it's not too late, because the little changes that you make now will affect your generations to come. So if, you know, you're making that change now, then your 17 and 18 year old will grow up a long period of life building off of those changes, and they'll have their own kids who will continue to build off those changes. So it's never too late. It's never done. You're never parenting. There's no finish line. It's a lifelong thing. So if there's something that you want to get after, if it's health, if it's career, if it's a change in finances, you just take that accountability and go for it.
I'm just loving this. I want everyone out there to hear one more time. Go for it, Jeff. What is that online that they can immediately access to be able to learn more about your wonderful programs? Go for it.
They can check us out at our website, which is healthyfamiliesthrive.com. Our main social media is on Twitter. I still don't call it X, at Thriving Kids. And yeah, feel free to reach out to us. We answer all, there's many ways to contact us on the website. We answer all the emails personally. We love to hear from parents, and we love to help parents.
That's excellent. So you've got the Twitter, say it again.
@thriving_kids.
Excellent. And then again, we have healthyfamiliesthrive.com. Healthyfamiliesthrive.com. I think this is fabulous. And I think at some point, hint, hint, you're going to be more than likely writing a book. I would write the book based upon everything you're doing right now. Just sort of throwing that out there as a little idea. I think it'd be a very cool and something all of us would need. So I just can't begin to thank you enough, Amy and Jeff Staley. Their last name is spelled S as in Sam, T-A-H-E-L-I. See, you were surprised. Says not what it said, but there it is nonetheless. Amy, Jeff, I can't thank you enough for being on the Her Podcast.
Hey, we really appreciate you having us. This was a blast.
Yes, thank you.
This has been another amazing Her Podcast. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, your host, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in and being such an important part of our Her Podcast community. Hop on over to drpeek.com to learn more about my work in social media. Here comes another shout out to Solaray Vitamins, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y Vitamins, especially the Her Life Stage products. Ask about it at your local health food store. Check it out at Solaray.com and use promo code HER20 for 20% off. Hey, listen, join me every week for another Her Podcast, where you're going to hear from extraordinary, entertaining, and engaging thought leaders like Jeff and Amy as we share our wit and wisdom for you to enjoy. Thanks so much. And remember, your time in the world may be limited, but the things you can do with that time are not. So get on out there and seize the day. Have a great one.